Hey Gratitude Seeker, today is going to be a shorter episode because it's my birthday. And if you were thinking what gift you could give me, I'm going to go outside of my comfort zone and ask from you something really specific. Let's take our traditional deep breath in and deep breath out. Adam Grant writes in his book, Give and Take, that there are three kinds of people: givers, takers, and matchers. Givers are, of course, those who like to give a lot, that find joy in giving. Matchers are those that give you back as much as you gave to them. And takers are those who take as much as possible without actually giving too much. I really believe in the power of generosity, and I think that generosity always wins. Sooner or later, what you give out will come back one way or another. But I believe that asking for what we want is also very important, and being able to receive. Otherwise, we just feel frustrated that we gave so much and that we didn't receive anything. And it could be just that we didn't ask for what we wanted. Maybe we thought that the other person knew what we wanted. Or we just weren't able to receive. We weren't feeling worthy, maybe, of receiving. So I think balance is very important. It's important to give a lot without expecting something in return, but also receiving is what makes life balanced, and it's what actually brings joy to people that love to give. I'm sure you had situations where you wanted to be generous, to give to someone, but they were just not open, not able to receive. And I believe gratitude is very helpful with this, because it actually makes you feel okay with receiving. You feel grateful when you can offer as well, but it also feels great when you receive, because you feel that feeling of gratefulness, of appreciation. And when you do that, you don't think whether you deserve it or not, or other things that might be going on in your mind. So if you feel that the Gratitude Podcast has helped you one way or another, I would really appreciate it if, as a gift for my birthday, you would share your experience with listening to the podcast, how it helped you, with your friends on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whether through a video message or written in Instagram stories or on Facebook as a status. And if you feel like doing this, I would also appreciate it if you would tag the Gratitude Podcast so I can thank you personally. I was actually thinking at first about what I could give for my birthday, but then I realized how important it is to also receive, and that many of the gratitude seekers might have wanted to share their feedback, and that now it's a really good moment to do that. And the beautiful thing is that from the time that I got this idea to the present moment, when I'm actually putting it out there, I've already received some wonderful feedback on Instagram, on Facebook, before me actually recording this, and I think that's quite amazing. And I want to thank Carlo Fabros from Boston, Angelica Covarrubias for letting me know that the Gratitude Podcast is an integral part of her morning every day. I'd also like to thank Dave that has written an Apple Podcast review about the Gratitude Podcast, saying that he finds it a great mix and the right balance of short messages and long conversations. I was really happy to receive this positive feedback, and I was quite amazed how the universe works, how when you ask, it is given even sooner than you actually think it will be. So like I was saying, I would really appreciate a share, a recommendation from you to your friend, to your family. I would love for you to tag the Gratitude Podcast so that I can thank you personally. And if you don't feel comfortable with doing this, I would still appreciate it very much if you'd send me an email at hello@georgianbenta.com and letting me know how the podcast has helped you. I'd really love to hear from you. This would bring me a lot of joy. And I want to thank you, the listener. Yes, you, the one listening right now. Whether you've been listening from the beginning or just found out about the Gratitude Podcast, I want to thank you for spending this time with me, for listening. And I want you to know that you're part of a smart kin. Many don't even know how to listen to podcasts, and you found your way to a podcast focused on inspiring you to see the blessings of your life. This is no small deed. Our brain's default is light entertainment. And you chose something that's more profound and higher on the vibrational scale, something that can help you not just in the present moment to feel a little bit better, but something that you can apply in your life and spread around you. I'm really happy that you choose to focus on gratitude and that you share that gratitude with other people. So once again, thank you for listening. I'm really looking forward to receiving your messages, to receiving the tags, and to find out about you and your story. So thanks again for listening. This has been Georgian Benta. I wish you an amazing day, and don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.